BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's been a good week. On it, you will hear Scott versus Chris Challenge 5. At the moment, it's neck and neck, but who will win today? An awkward task with our boss. One of us sits there and the other person tells you what to say in your ear. Horrendous. Also, Lydia Bright off of TOWIE is brilliant at speech jammer and calls her mum Debbie, who tells us all about her Italian holiday. And also, why I series link Jeremy Kyle.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
You can tell it's Scott Mills on the radio when Retro Gaga comes on at 6:40. Jamie off Lancaster. Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
There's some very interesting pictures of her going around on the internet at the moment from her new video.
I don't quite understand them. They're very arty.
Very arty. But apparently it's some kind of yoga move that she does, which requires her to be absolutely naked. And she decided to put it in her new video. God, I hate attention seekers.
It's just very odd. She's in the middle of a forest, sort of doubled over and just posed like that. It's a lot more classy than I'm making it sound.
She's in a forest, doubled over. Good morning. It's 6:43, so we're on this show all next week as well. It's the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and it's Friday. I've got Nick's tape from 9 o'clock this morning. A load of Friday tunes handpicked by myself, which you will like. A lot of people on the way to Boardmasters today. Surf's Up Dude, that's Des and Michelle, they're on. Also Craig, Terry, Brad, Mandy and Stella on the way to Boardmasters. Good morning. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Stafford at the moment.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting outside waiting to go into work.
Okay, how can I help you?
It's just about the text that I sent you. You talked about the bruises all over your body. Well, not all over your body, but...
There's just one, Amy, to be honest. It's just a small bruise. What?
I watched a film the other night, a horror film, and a certain horror film that's in the cinema at the moment, and that was the start of being possessed by a demon.
It would make sense.
Bruises?
Yeah. The first sign.
How many?
How they get into your body. Well, one, and then it starts to spread. So if you wait tomorrow with another one, you know why.
Excellent. Well, thanks. That's cheery.
That's fine.
Yeah. What film was it? Or, do I want to know?
The Conjuring. I don't know how it's pronounced, but that one that's in the cinema at the minute.
Yeah, The Conjuring.
Yeah.
How else would you pronounce that?
Well, some people say The Conjuring.
No, it's definitely The Conjuring. Okay, good. Well, I'll look out for other bruises then.
Good.
Thanks for this cheery Friday morning call.
No problem.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Okay, good. I want to say good morning to our Greek friend, Jake, who's listening.
Good morning.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys. He's in Zante. He says, Kalimera, which I believe is good morning in Greek. Isn't it? Yeah.
He's like a minor celebrity out there, you know.
Yeah. He's the man. He is basically, if you go to Zante, you will meet him at some point.
Yeah.
He's got the keys to the island. I think he might be almost like royalty there.
I think he is. It's almost, I know he's not the official ambassador, but it seems his role is largely ambassadorial, if that is a word.
He should be checking the passports as you go in, because no one else is doing it.
And he's great.
As we mentioned yesterday, he's like, oh yeah, come in. Come in. Party! Yeah. Come in! No need to check the passport, come in. I get Kalimera and Saganaki mixed up. So
I've never heard of that. What's Saganaki?
Well, there was one time when I went to Greece and I was going around going, Saganaki to people, that's fried cheese.
Is it?
That's not good morning.
Halloumi.
Yeah. Halloumi to you. Simon, Gus and Holly on the way to Boardmasters on this fine day. Holly's driving. Hi, Holly. Also, Beth in Mansfield. Her mum, Katie, and sister Summer on their way to Cornwall with their dog and their pony. What, in the car?
Sorry, did I get this mixed up to Boardmasters?
I think so.
With a pony?
Why are you taking a pony to Boardmasters?
A pony to Boardmasters.
Well, to be honest, Boardmasters isn't the only thing happening in Cornwall this weekend. They might just be going there for a holiday, I don't know.
Yeah.
Text back. Coming up, Two Door Cinema Club, Sean Paul, Ray Fox, Boom Boom. Hey, was it your wedding rehearsal last night?
It was.
Not for your wedding, for your sister's wedding.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Because I'm going to be an usher.
I haven't got it.
Oh.
Yeah, usher.
Look, it was good. I put on Twitter before, I was like, anyone got any advice before I go and do this thing? Because I was running massively late.
Oh, surprise.
But when I turned up there, I opened the door and I just wanted to make a bit of an entry. I thought I'd do the funny thing because you've got to try to be funny as an usher, I thought.
Have you?
Well, I thought so. I thought that's the point of that role. You're meant to make everyone else feel comfortable. I thought I'd walk in and crack a joke.
So what advice were people giving you?
Well, people were just sending in usher lyrics and stuff like that. So when I went through the door, I thought it'd be a great idea to shout that the daddy's home.
Hey, daddy. This isn't even a famous Usher one, though. Like, no one would get it.
I just thought it made sense.
If you went, yeah, they might get it.
Right.
Or even, like, U-turn.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it? But not this one. This is, like, some album track.
It's inappropriate to walk into... I mean, this is lesson one. It's inappropriate to walk into a church, even at a wedding rehearsal, and shout, Daddy's home.
Over tired. Yeah. Is your mum there?
Yeah.
What does she think?
She was disappointed as usual.
Did the rehearsal go well without a hitch?
It is. It's sort of showing me what I need to do. Generally, it's showing people to their places for the church bit, and also I seem to be a human lectern at one point. I'm holding up sort of like an auto cue almost for the readings.
To who?
For the priest. I need to. It's so he can do it hands free.
What? So they don't memorise it?
I'm not 100% sure what exactly, but basically at one point I have to stand there and hold up.
What, you're kind of like reading. Below him, are you?
Yes, but I've got to hold up the reading.
Okay.
Either way, look, it's I think I've got this thing down. I'm not sure what I've got to do at the reception. I assume something in the first dance, but
with the bridesmaid.
Yeah,
that's what people were saying earlier in the week.
Problem is, bridesmaid is my cousin.
Oh, so you've got a slow dance with your cousin?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. 6:52. Another night, another day. The Scott Mills Daily. I am fully into the afternoon repeat of Jeremy Kyle at the moment.
You're loving it?
I'm loving it.
It's like being a student, but sort of the wrong way round, isn't it?
Don't normally see it, but obsessed. It's now on Series Link.
Really?
Is that weird to Series Link Jeremy Kyle? There's only one other person I know that does that, and that's Charlie Sloth off of One Extra.
I think the main problem with Series Link and something like that is it's on so much.
Oh, my God. Like, I've got about 24% left, and I had 99.
Right.
It's on all the time. And if it's not that one, it's the American one.
Do you love
not
it,
as,
though?
Yeah, I do. The American one, not as good.
The thing is with Jeremy Kyle is it's sort of... I kind of went through that phase. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really watch it anymore. I think it's one of those... I mean, can you get back into it?
Oh, yeah, you can literally pick up from where you left off 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Nothing's happened. The DNA's still on. Was that on when you last watched?
Yeah, well, it's Graham Steiner. Is Graham's he still on?
Yeah, still on. Not on the American one, though, and actually they need to bring him to the American one. Yeah, Graham's still on.
Wonder why he didn't move to that, then.
I don't know. There's some kind of, proper... Not I'm saying he's not proper, but there's a very serious psychologist woman on the American one.
What the guy who brings in the tissues...
Yes.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Is he on?
Actually, I've not seen Will for a while. I think Will may have moved on.
Will, the floor manager.
Yes. Sometimes brings in the tissues when they're crying after DNA results.
Will bring the tissues. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. If you're just waking up, yes, you've got to go to work, but it's also Friday. It's all fine. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's back a week Monday at 7:15. Foo Fighters. Hello?
Scott, it's Lou.
Hello, Lou. Where are you today?
I'm in Andover.
Oh, lush. I went to court there once.
You can't just leave it there. Why?
Just a small accident that I had.
To you or someone else?
Someone else. I like to, every time someone says where they are, to give a little story about what's happened to me when I was there.
It's all about you.
Yeah. How can I help, Lou?
Well, you know, you were talking yesterday about the likes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we were saying we need another word for like, for the like button.
Yeah, well, my mother-in-law is notoriously bad at liking everything on Facebook. All the photos that I've ever put on there, she likes. I had to turn off my phone notifications from Facebook because they were just getting ridiculous.
Oh, this is another friend that I was talking about as well, wasn't it, yesterday? The guy that fancies someone else, I literally likes absolutely everything they do on Facebook. Just annoying.
Yeah, yeah, very annoying.
So you've had to turn off the notifications?
Yeah, especially when it's like the game Candy Crush or whatever it is. I'll get 78 requests from her just to give her like on Facebook or photo likes. It's ridiculous.
She seems very Facebook needy.
She's at home. She's got nothing else to do apart from look at Facebook. So it's notoriously they see it when I'm out. That there's no likes from her, but if it's family photos or anything, then there's lots of likes and lots of comments and lots of shares.
And also, like, mother-in-law shouldn't even be on Facebook anyway.
Exactly.
Like, my auntie's on it, and it's like, I don't Facebook.
Mm.
But what's my auntie doing?
I've had to hide her from my timeline because her statuses were just, oh, I'm going golfing, oh, I'm doing...
Yeah, Lou, it is your fault, though. You should never have accepted.
No, I should never. But she would have taken offence and I would have got it in the neck. So I had to accept and then hide from that.
See, this is why, in my opinion, Facebook is a bad, bad thing. It never goes well.
You should have just left it pending.
Yeah, but then she would have sent a message to my husband asking why I haven't responded.
Oh, God.
Which has happened before.
It's just too much stress. This is why I'd never signed up for it. It's stress. Like, the amount of people I've spoken to this week who are having stress because of Facebook.
I think one thing with this as well is that clearly if she likes loads of stuff on your Facebook, when she doesn't like something, you know that she's unhappy with it.
Yes, very much so. It's very evident that there's something she doesn't like about it because I put it on there. But anything else is a very big like and a big share and printed off the photos and given to family.
So if you don't respond, does she get onto your husband going, oi?
Yeah, she's done it once or twice and said, why hasn't she responded? Or she sent messages to him on the inbox of going, you know, what do I do here? And he thought, I'm at work, wow. You can't talk to me.
Are you and your mother-in-law poking?
No, I stay away from that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's poked for ages, have they? Anyone played Farmville for a while?
Are you the mayor of the mayor of something?
Is Farmville on? That's not on anymore, is it? Do you remember that everyone was obsessed with, like, oh, I've bought some sheep. Oh,
yeah,
I don't care.
I'm growing carrots.
Oh, good. Have you tried Twitter?
Yeah, she's following me on Twitter, but I never go on Twitter. Really.
So much better. So much better. You don't know what you're missing out.
Yeah, or go to Vine. She won't do Vines.
Be dangerous. No, she won't understand that.
Send her a keek. All right, well, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have
Lou.
Day.
What about if the parties are listening to this now?
Yeah, this should be fine. I should be safe.
It's all fine.
Mother-in-laws don't listen to Radio 1.
Okay, good to speak to you, Lou.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
8:45 this morning. It's Scott versus Chris, Challenge 5. At the moment, it's neck and neck. So Challenge 5 today. We had one-on-one chats with our boss yesterday. They were like mini appraisals in a small room just near here. Only while each of us were sat there with the boss, the other person was talking in our ear and telling us what to say.
It's definitely the most awkward challenge yet.
But who wins? Who bottles it and walks out? Who manages to say all the things that the other person is telling you to say in your ear? We'll find out. 8:45. And at 8:10 this morning, we've got Lydia Bright off of Towie. Used to be on Towie. And Arj. Used to be on Arj. And she's playing the speech jammer. It's a slight delay on your voice, which makes your speech go a bit weird. Only the person making the call to someone else can hear how weird it is in their headphones. So you won't be able to hear the delay. Only they will hear it. But it makes their voice do all sorts of things. Mm. That's at 8:10 this morning. Showbiz, what's happening?
Do you want a bit of showbiz news?
Yes.
Beyonce has got her hair cut incredibly short.
She looks great.
Pictures are everywhere of this. I'm sure loads of people are talking about it, but it's, yeah, it does look great, but it is very different.
Also, though, like, her live shows are all about the wind machine and her hair, like, flailing around everywhere. So what's going to happen with that now?
I don't know.
You can't get a wind machine on that. It's too short.
Rihanna may be working on a new album. There's a lot of rumours about this at the moment. I know that's particularly vague.
Again?
Yeah. But apparently Nicky Romero is involved and, of course, David Guetta.
Do you know how Rihanna apparently pops them out so fast?
How?
Because she's on tour all the time. If she's not, she's at some carnival in Barbados getting drunk. And I often think, how does she release so many songs and so many albums? I've heard that while she's on tour, they build a studio in, like, a porta cabin, and it'll be a portable studio. So she'll just go in there and go, "Only girl in the world," while in the car park at the O2 or something. And that's how they
really
get so many tracks released and so many albums. I think she does it while she's on tour.
But I think it's quite good to hear that people like David get involved, because it suggests that it's going to be back to those sort of big songs.
Yeah.
Rather than the slightly weird ones that have been going around lately.
Yeah, I wasn't... I mean, Diamonds was quite good. Stay was kind of like, meh. But yeah, I'm not that bothered about that album. We need some bangers.
Finally, Justin Bieber has started bringing a small, powerful torch with him on nights out to scan for ladies. Now, I've seen the photo of this. It's amazing. It's a dark club, and he's there with his torch, surrounded by heavies.
Is it like one of those laser pens? Who?
No. It's just a really powerful torch, and it's an actual torch. It's an actual torch, and it's genius, but it looks ridiculous. The idea that you go to a nightclub with a torch and just scan.
Hello, ladies.
It's like a lighthouse almost, just trying to scan for lady. And then he picks one and picks them out. It's incredible.
What a ledge. 7:45 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Okay, love it or hate it, it happened. Sharknado, sharks, tornadoes.
Enough said.
It was on TV on Wednesday, but how did it do in the ratings with all our backing and all our encouragement for you to watch it? That's next.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This is Scott Mills. You'll love the speech jammer today. Not heard it before. Just a little delay we put in someone's headphones to make them sound really weird, and then we get them to call someone. Today it's Lydia Bright. That's going to be at 8:10. So, let's talk about Sharknado. It's a load of sharks that get caught up in a tornado in Los Angeles, and then the Sharknado just eats people. It's teeth, it's terror, it's Tara Reid. It was on Sci-Fi Channel the other night. We were pushing it. We were expecting really big things, weren't we?
Yeah.
We had Tara Reid on the phone. We talked about it all morning.
Go, 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 go. Run away from the Sharknado. It's your greatest fo, fo, fo.
And it felt big. I mean, I was looking at Twitter at the time. The next morning on Thursday, loads of people texting in to say that they saw it.
Yeah, you see it on Twitter and stuff like that. I've had more messages about Sharknado than anything else this week.
Yeah. I was pleased with it. Trending on Twitter while it was on as well for the UK premiere. But how well did it do? How well did Sharknado do in Wednesday night's viewing figures? Play a little
it's
game
got
with me?
To have done, like, I don't know why we're doing this, to be honest.
Okay, well, let's play a little higher or lower again, because I've got all the UK TV ratings here. So, let's start with Sharknado on Sci-Fi Channel. Did Sharknado get more or less viewers, higher or lower, than 24 hours in A&E?
Yes, it's a great movie.
So you think higher or lower? Did it get more or less viewers?
I'm saying almost definitely higher.
No, Sharknado was lower. It was, 24 hours in A&E was 1.92 million.
That's okay, but still Sharknado got...
Well, let's see. Sharknado...
Around a million, then.
Sharknado, higher or lower than The Hoobs on Channel 4. Kids
what?
Show, The Hoobs. Have you not seen The Hoobs?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's well
Hoobs.
Good.
Hoobs.
No, it's good, The Hoobs. It's quite trippy. Like, after a night out, you come in and watch The Hoobs. It's like, what is this?
Kids shows like that are odd, aren't they? Those ones that you... Early in the morning.
It's like, who
you've
thought
had a late
this?
Night.
It's yeah. Like... But did Sharknado get more or less viewers than The Hoobs on Channel 4?
Definitely
higher or lower?
Definitely higher.
You think higher? Correct. Yes, it did. The hooves didn't even register. It's just an asterisk, which means it got less than 100,000.
So Sharknado's got between 1.9 million and, what, 100,000?
Yeah.
Right.
Sharknado, more or less viewers than Die Hard with a Vengeance repeat on BBC Three, higher or lower? That's a very popular film.
Do you know what? It's going to be close, but I'm going to say lower.
Is correct, yep. Die Hard with a Vengeance got 975,000 on BBC Three.
So it means so Sharknado's got
less than a million
yeah. now.
So I know it didn't feel like that, did it? Sharknado, more or less viewers, higher or lower than Little Princess on I don't know what channel that was on, actually.
Channel
on five. Yeah, Little Princess on Channel 5.
Right.
Higher or lower, more or less viewers for Sharknado?
I'm going to say higher.
Yes, it did. Once again, Little Princess, asterisk. No one watched that. Sharknado, more or less than Big Brother on Channel 5.
Oh. I'm going to say higher.
No. Big Brother, 1.28 million, so Sharknado was lower. I know. That's a lot.
That's the
People
highest
are watching
so far.
Big Brother. Okay, a couple more. Sharknado, more or less than A Summer in Wales on BBC Two. Higher or lower? More or less viewers?
Higher.
So you're saying Sharknado got more viewers than A Summer in Wales on BBC Two?
Yes.
No, Sharknado was lower. 1.4 million people watched A Summer in Wales. Oh, God. Finally, Sharknado, higher or lower? More or less viewers than The Right Stuff on Channel 5
the
with
right
Matthew
stuff.
Wright.
Mm. Higher, of course. Sharknado.
No, lower.
No. How? How's this gone so wrong?
The right Stuff got 300,000. So.
Sorry? So.
Yeah. So, on Wednesday night, the Tara Reid film Sharknado got, on Sci-Fi, 200,000 viewers! Yes!
Why are we celebrating that? That's awful.
I think that's brilliant.
Why is that good? That's bobbins. Like, that's...
I think you'll find that is four times the normal viewership.
Oh, you can't... Why is there fireworks? You can't claim that.
200,000, everyone. Sharknado. Yeah. That's normally, in that time, no one watches. It's four times.
That's good.
Four times more.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills in for Grimmy. Coming up, I've got Muse, Clan Carousel, that's a good tune, good Friday song, Tiny Temper, Taylor Swift, and we're going to do Speech Jammer. If you've not heard this before, we make people wear headphones and they can hear their own voice, but it's with a slight delay and it makes your voice do weird things. It's only a little tiny delay, like 0.2 seconds, but it makes all the difference. And it seems to have different effects on different people. Like when Chris called our boss, he sounded like this.
How can I help?
I've just lost my flat and I was wondering if I could come and stay with you.
You go a bit posh on it.
It makes you say and sound weird.
And then we put the delay in Zane's ears, Zane Lowe. And he was doing an interview about his Jay-Z chat with a music journalist. Zane just sounds like he's from Texas.
Oh, the big interview done with Jay-Z. Then.
It was so great. And he was in a great mood. And we just had a good time. And he's a good guy.
And it does really weird things to me. Listen. Well, Chris, this morning I had a omelette. And I made it all myself with... tomatoes. Yeah. So Lydia Bright, ex-Towie, how's she going to get on with the speech jammer with that little delay in her ears? You'll find out in two songs' time.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Hello, Lydia Bright.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in today. And now we're going to try you out on the speech jammer. Have you heard this before?
Yes, I heard Chris do it. It was absolutely hilarious. I was crying with laughter.
That was when we got Chris to call up one of our big bosses here at Radio 1. Only he had the delay in his ears, the speech jammer delay, and it makes your voice go odd. I can't explain it. It's only a slight delay that you get.
Yeah.
It's 0.2 seconds, but it makes a whole lot of difference to your speech.
Yeah, your voice was going all high and everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird. And then you try, because... it's like it's quite loud in your ears, and you try and counteract it, but it just makes you say silly things, and your voice goes up and down, and yeah, it's odd.
Well, good job you're here, because I actually thought that you would have been fired after that.
Well, we somehow got away with it. We should have recorded the grovelling apology I had to do afterwards, by the way. Cheers for that, Scott.
That's right, sorry. So, only Lydia will hear this delay in her headphones. You will just hear what happens to Lydia's voice when we put the speech jammer on. Now, you don't know who we're going to call, but are you ready for it?
I am.
Okay. Should we try Lydia out on it now? Okay, Chris.
So how this works is when I press this button, it will change everything in your headphones. You'll get this delay and you'll start sounding probably quite weird.
Okay.
What are you up to later today?
So I'm currently on tour with my shop.
Yes.
So
what's the shop all about then?
It's a clothes shop, women's clothes shop.
Okay.
How does this work? Is this music? Is this like Florence and the Machine? Like it's...
No, it's clothes.
Lydia and the shop. I'm just trying to think of this. Is this a musical?
No.
What,
it's a
do
shop.
I sound like
said
I'm
she was
singing
on tour.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry. So basically what we're doing is we're picking up our store and we're taking it to different cities and doing pop-up shops.
Sounds great.
Pop-up shops.
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay, so Lydia, we're going to call someone that you are going to have to reassure that you're all fine, okay?
Okay.
So they might ask if you're all right, because your voice will go weird, but just say it's all right, nothing to worry about. It's someone you haven't spoken to in a couple of weeks because they're away, and it's someone that just want to make sure that you're okay.
Okay.
Lydia Bright is about to be speech jammed. Good luck. It's your mum.
Is it? I hope she answers.
So do I.
Mum?
Yeah, all right, darling.
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, yeah. Just saw Jackie and Liam off at the train station because they're going on to Verona now. So just waved goodbye to them. Printed their ticket out because he's coming back tomorrow. So this part of the holiday is coming to an end, isn't it?
Yeah, how's the weather?
Absolutely boiling. Unbelievable. About 104.
No.
Yesterday, I said, right, let's quickly go and get you a drink. I walked from, like, where the beach was to the bar. I got all blisters on my feet.
What, because it was so hot?
Yeah, Tommy had to run back and get me flip-flops.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the weather here is absolutely awful.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm very jealous.
Oh, Lyd, I so wish you could just jump on a flight and come over.
Me too.
It's been between, I'd say, 90 and when it's at the hottest, probably about 108. It's been between that every day.
So how was last night?
Oh, we had such a lovely night, Lyd. Oh, it was perfect.
Was it?
Apart from you and Georgia not being there, I'd say it's perfect, yeah.
Oh, we wish we were there last night. We were in bed watching telly. What is the Italian men like out there?
Why are you talking like Joan?
Pardon?
Why are you talking like Joan?
Am I talking like really? Joan? No, I think it's just because I'm a little bit tired.
You're talking like Joan Collins.
I think it's just because I'm a little bit tired.
The Italian men are just as hot as ever. Last night, I had a spaghetti with all fish and Roma rag. If you go on Twitter, you'll see it. You'll be so jealous. She had a great big plate of spaghetti with clams. And I tweeted, Roma's birthday dinner. Why would she want to be anywhere else? Then she had a big chocolate cake.
Oh, I'm so jealous, Mum. The whole family's out there and I'm the only one not there.
No, the restaurant is absolutely packed. I mean, the restaurant, Mario's restaurant is like the Bell Sit of the front. Do you know what I mean? Like, people queue to get in there. It's like the Bell Sit, but, like, 10 times bigger. It's so big now, and he's got tables going right down to the sea from his restaurant.
That's amazing.
Why are you talking like that?
Talking like what?
You're talking weird. Stop it.
Am I? Maybe it's because I had a couple of drinks last night.
You're still drunk, Lydia. Where is Georgia?
Georgia's at the shop.
You're still drunk, Lydia.
I'm not, Mum. I promise. I only had a couple of drinks of wine.
Who's there with you?
No one. I'm at Kirsty's office.
You sound paralytic still, Lydia.
Really? Well, I only had a couple of glasses of wine, so I don't know why I'd still be like this morning.
Tell me that you're not still drunk from last night.
No, Mum, I promise I'm not. Well, I'm going to head off.
She's drunk, Freddie. I'm going to ring you straight back. I'm ringing you on your phone.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Who's that?
There's no need for that. I'm in the room with Lydia now.
Yeah, who is that?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Mum!
Oh, my God, Lydia, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Mum,
they put something on my voice that made my voice really delayed, so I kept on talking really slow.
You were talking like that. I said, Lydia, what the hell's wrong with you? And you was going, nothing. And you were talking.
Do you know what, though? We've got all the details of your holiday in Italy. It's been ace.
And it's fantastic.
It sounds brilliant. I wish I was there.
I mean, honestly, this is like a hidden treasure of Europe. There's no one, nobody. It is the nearest place to heaven that you can get. In fact, why are you laughing?
Nothing.
It's like travel advice.
It's brilliant. It's Debbie's travel advice.
I tell you, I should be on Debbie's tourist board for Italia. I reckon I'm going to be the next Berlusconi's girlfriend.
That would be brilliant.
The point of this was to get Lydia to call you and say lots so that her voice would go slightly weird.
She couldn't get a word in.
She couldn't get a word in for, like, minutes.
No, because I was getting really worried. And when I get worried, I start talking very fast. And
You were talking before that.
Put her on speech jammer next time.
Oh, Debbie, you've got to come in. I want to try this on you next. It would be brilliant. Listen, Lydia's all fine. Have a lovely holiday. And that was a speech jammer.
You,
bye, Mum.
When you're all in Italy, come and see me.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao, amore. Ciao.
Ciao.
She's amazing.
Listen, Lydia, thank you so much for doing that. That was ace. Isn't it such a strange feeling in your ears? It's so weird.
It's so weird because I was trying to talk really fast so that it wouldn't sound slow, but then I was missing words in my ear.
I just put it back on again.
I just thought I'd put it on one more time. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been brilliant.
It was so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lydia.
Bye.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Isn't it weird that the speech jammer just affects everyone differently?
Yeah.
I was a bit worried that it wasn't really affecting Lydia too much, but then things like this happen.
What is the Italian men like out there?
It makes Zane Lowe sound like he's from Texas. You sound posh. I just sound a bit drunk.
There's a couple of people texting in saying that it would be great for karaoke.
It would be good for karaoke. Also, we should say that Joan Collins isn't the one off of Kumquats and the 80s. They're talking about Gemma Collins' mum. You know Gemma.
Oh, I thought it was, you know...
Who does speak quite slow.
Towie is not glamorous.
And also, Debbie needs to be on the Italian tourist board.
Oh, I'm so jealous, Mum. The whole family's out there and I'm the only one not there.
Right, the restaurant is absolutely packed. I mean, the restaurant... Mario's restaurant is like the Bell Sit of the front. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, people queue to get in there.
Oh, lovely.
It's like the Bell Sit, but like 10 times bigger.
Yeah. You'll see it on Twitter.
It's big now, and he's got tables going right down to the sea from his restaurant.
Lovely.
I mean, honestly, this is like a hidden treasure of Europe. There's no one, nobody. It is the nearest place to heaven that you can get.
What's all about?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. versus Chris. Challenge 5.
Okay, you can now watch this on the Radio 1 website. You'll want to because it's quite awkward, so if you can get to a computer or maybe just on your smartphone, go to the Radio 1 website because it's worth watching this. An awkward moment with our boss. But who's going to win today on Scott versus Chris? We're even at this point. So yesterday we both had meetings with our boss. His name is Reese. And you can have a one-on-one to him whenever you want. So it's like a little five-minute catch-up, almost like a mini appraisal.
Do you know what? I've avoided this so far with him as much as possible.
Well done for saying that on air.
Good point. But only because they're quite... Even though, you know, he's there to help and stuff like that, it is quite hard to sit down with your big boss, you know?
Well, some people find it beneficial, Chris.
Mm.
You know? You can say stuff maybe you wouldn't say out loud in the office.
But it's not...
In confidence.
Do you know what? Like, I haven't done this very often with him, so this was a very awkward position to be in for pretty much for the first time.
A lot of people do it at work, though. You know, you can just pop in for 5 minutes, close the door with your boss. So, we used the same technology that normally at the BBC is used for catching crooks, but we used it just to annoy each other. A small earpiece, discreetly hidden in the ear, that allowed each of us to give instructions into the other person's ear without the boss realising. So, today's challenge on Scott versus Chris. Challenge 5.
Scott versus Chris.
How long can you bear to last in there saying things that are being told to you by the other person in your ear? So it's a meeting with our boss. How long will you last with someone telling you what to say to the boss in your ear? How do you think you did?
I don't know, because it all seemed to go... it all seemed to go quite quickly in my eyes.
Okay, so, Chris will play his first. You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone. Chris is in the room with our boss. He has an earpiece in. The boss doesn't know. I am controlling Chris and telling him what to say to the boss. Listen. And watch.
Hi, Reese. You're right.
Yeah, not bad, Scott.
Oh, that's me. Let's play my one in a minute. Okay. This is Chris's meeting with the boss. Here we go. Reese. What do I need to do to get to the top?
What do I need to do to get to the top?
What do you need to do to get to the top?
Yeah.
I think you need to continue to work hard.
Yeah.
I think you need to find your USP,
your
unique selling point, which I think you've done with your, you know, with the interviews that you've done.
How did you get to the top?
How did you get to the top?
How did I get to the top?
Yeah.
Lots of hard work.
Okay.
I've been here quite a while, and I've worked my way up the greasy pole.
Yeah.
From producer.
Who's greasy pole?
Producer and then head of programs.
Who's greasy pole?
Dubin Entendre. Just the greasy pole of the BBC.
Yeah.
Whose pole do I need to work my way up?
Oh, God. And in terms of me moving forward, whose pole should I be greasing up?
And mine and Ben's, obviously.
Yours and Ben's. Okay.
How would I go about that?
And how's the best way for me to go about that?
As I said earlier, Chris, I think it's about just hard work.
Yeah.
I think it's getting your head down and developing yourself as a broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. I'm probably going to go now.
Hang on a second.
It's been a good week.
Reese, I've got something else I want to say.
Oh, Reese, just one more thing that I've got to say.
I love you.
And that obviously, you've given me a great job here, and thank you.
I love you.
Loads for that. And I hope that I continue to work hard and try and impress you.
I love you.
And I'm going to go now, but before I go, I just want to say... I hope we're now friends and continue to work here.
I think I love you.
As a boss.
I love you too.
Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Cheers, Reese. Bye.
How awkward could be you then? Right, I'd make that 1 minute 53 rubbish.
That's not rubbish. Seriously.
It's quite rubbish.
A room with the boss,
1 minute 53.
All that greasing stuff as well. Thanks for that.
No, I said, whose pole should I work my way up? And you went, whose pole do I need to grease up? That wasn't the right thing.
Right.
Anyway, good work. It is a bit awkward. All right, so here's my one. So I am in the room with our boss. I'm having a one-to-one session. Anyone can do it. But do I last longer than 1 minute 53? If I do, I win today's Scott versus Chris challenge. Now, I'm in the room. Chris is giving me instructions in my ear. The boss doesn't know that I've got an earpiece in. Let's go.
Hi, Reese. You're right.
Yeah, not bad. Scott, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to have a little chat just to see how you think things are going at the moment.
I think it's been a great week this week. I think you've really had some great guests.
Right? Okay. I want you to ask what the situation is with money, because you're not getting paid enough.
A bit of breakfast.
Thank you. Yeah. What's the situation with money?
With money?
Yeah.
Well, you're very well paid. That's the situation.
It's not enough.
I don't think it's enough.
You don't think it's enough?
No. It's very early, and I mean, obviously, I'm very happy here.
You want more money for doing the breakfast show?
Well, do I want more money for doing the breakfast show for 2 weeks?
Yes, I think you want it doubled.
Doubled, if possible.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Right.
But I think it's probably better for you, me and your agents to have a discussion about this.
So you don't want us to talk about that?
I'd rather not talk about that.
You say that you want double the money for working with Chris.
I just think that sometimes Chris in particular can be quite difficult, so I think that could justify the doubling of the money. Obviously,
Scott, can I stop you there? Yeah. We are not going to double your money for breakfast, I can tell you that.
Can you talk about Reese and how much you like him?
So, I mean, obviously, I've known you for many years. I've worked here, you know, since I was a kid, really. I've known you for a long time. I've always liked you. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm one of the easier presenters to get along
with.
You
are definitely one of these.
Tell him that you like his beard.
And I've always liked your beard.
Thank you. You're not the only man to say that.
Ask him if he'd like to consider wearing tighter trousers.
Would you ever consider wearing tighter trousers around the office?
Yeah.
I've noticed they're a bit baggy.
Are they?
Well, actually, no, those ones today are quite tight, but generally I find that you've been wearing the baggier ones, so I wanted to talk about that.
I do have some skinny jeans.
Yeah. Maybe wear them more often.
For you, I will wear tighter trousers out of the office.
Yeah. Tell him he's your favourite.
I mean, because you are my favourite out of all the bosses, and there's many.
Ask him who's his favourite.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite boss?
Favourite...
Presenter.
Presenter.
Oh, I have lots.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're up there. Am I? Top three.
I'm definitely in the top three. That's awesome.
Above who?
Okay. Above who?
Well, you can probably work it out, most of them.
I love your honesty. I think that's all I need to know, really, Reese.
Cool. Great week. And let's hope next week's is good.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. Thank you very much.
See you later, sexy.
See you later, sexy. Bye.
Yes! Yeah, 3 minutes and 6 seconds.
You that.
Scott wins.
Woohoo! So, that means that it is 3-2 to Mills. But we're doing this next week as well. We're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show all next week. So in all, there will be 10 challenges. But who's going to win?
Well played.
Thank you very much. Quite awkward calling him sexy at the end.
Yeah, but seriously, I think that was my favourite challenge this week.
Yeah, me too.
You smashed it.
I went in. Thank you very much. Any ideas for Scott versus Chris? Let us know. We can do it next week. BBC Radio 1. Joe's watching us on the Radio 1 website at the moment. Nice dancing, Chris.
Is that still on?
Yeah, you kind of forget it's on, don't you? Yeah, the people are watching. You can watch us on the Radio 1 website now, just for a bit. That was Avicii and Wake Me Up. I reckon Miley's going to be number one this Sunday. Miley. Listen to Jamila Sunday from 4 on the official chart. A lot of people liking the Scott versus Chris today. Really awkward with the boss. Can I just take you back to the point where after 1 minute, less than a minute, you wanted to get out of there. You're like, oh, I want to go now. And then I kind of added something else in. Can we just wind that back? Pull up.
I'm probably going to go now.
No, hang on a second.
It's been a good week.
Reese, I've got something else I want to say. Why wouldn't you say it?
Just one more thing that I've got to say.
I love you.
And that obviously, you've given me a great job here.
It took you ages to get there.
For that. And I hope that I continue to work hard and try and impress you.
I think I love you.
And I'm going to go now. But before I go, I just want to say I hope we're now friends and I continue to work here.
I think I love you.
Yes.
As a boss.
I enjoyed that one. So those were all the best bits of Friday's show. Join us live if you can Monday morning from 6:30. Another Scott versus Chris challenge. And this is big. I'll be talking to actual Katy Perry at 8 o'clock.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.